Minister, last Wednesday, a delegation of our AUKUS members from Donegal met the Minister for School Transport, John Halligan, and we outlined to him the serious problems for pupils who have no school transport, almost 30 pupils from the Kilmacrenan and Turman areas who are going to the two secondary schools in Milford Town. We also outlined the problems where there are 9 children who do not have seats on the bus to Glenealy National School, which is in the North Inishowen area of Donegal. Minister Halligan has said that he's going to consider both issues, and hopefully he'll make an intervention and a recommendation, because Bus Éireann have made it clear to public representatives in Donegal they cannot provide any more buses under department and government rules that are in place. So Minister Halligan's to make a decision on that issue. But since then, we have discovered there's also a serious issue in the South Inishowen area. These areas of Burnfoot, Bridge End, Toobin and Muff, those areas that are feeding in to the two or three secondary schools in Buncrana and County Donegal. 30 pupils in that area do not have seats on the school buses. All but 2 of them are eligible under department rules. So, you know, around 28, 29 are eligible for school transport. Now, we had a public meeting in Muff in County Donegal there on Monday evening, and the parents that showed up outlined a range of reasons why the tickets were not secured. So there's clearly communications, understandings that have gone wrong. Similarly, there was a public meeting in Turman in County Donegal on Monday evening in relation to Milford School. And again, parents are reporting issues. There needs to be some flexibility here. Basically, what I'm saying to you is in the South Inishowen area now, we have around 30 pupils. Got into the Milford area, about 30 pupils. Glenealy and North Inishowen, there's 9. You know, that's a large number of pupils and parents who are seriously disadvantaged. We talk about keeping people in rural communities, yet we're not giving them the supports they need in terms of school transport. You know, most of these families are working families that have fixed hours. They have to make arrangements. This is a real big problem for these families. Something's gone wrong this year. There's also an issue, Minister, I would say to you, in preparing ahead. I mean, surely in post-primary schools, we can have a sense of the numbers that are going to be needing school transport by contacting the primary schools that feed into the secondary schools. That's not a huge task. To prepare properly, to know the numbers of buses, to understand that sometimes communications can go wrong, deadlines can be missed, but we can't leave people lying at the side of the road or standing at the side of the road, in this case, without the proper transport. So, Minister, I'm asking, and I have emailed your colleague, Minister John Halligan, last night in terms of South Inishowen. He has all the facts in terms of Glenealy. He has all the facts in terms of Milford. He will have all the details in terms of South Inishowen. He needs to make an intervention. We cannot leave that number of pupils, of school children and parents behind. Can't do that. It's totally unfair.
Thank you and thanks very much. And I'm taking this on behalf of Minister Bruton and Minister John Halligan. So I want to thank you, Senator, for raising the matter. And before I address the specific answers raised, I would like to give members of the House an outline of the extent of the school transport service. So from 2017 to 2018, over 117,000 children, including over 12,000 children with special educational needs, are transported in approximately 4,500 vehicles on a daily basis to primary and post-primary schools, and that covers over 200 million kilometres annually to a total cost of 190 million. Parental contributions towards the cost were 15.4 million in 2017, with the remainder paid for by the state. Children are generally eligible for school transport if they satisfy the distance criteria and they're attending the nearest school. Children who are eligible for school transport and who have completed the application process on time have been accommodated on school transport services for the current year where such services are in operation. children who are eligible for school transport but for whom no transport service is available may, following an application for transport within the prescribed time limits, receive a remote area grant towards the cost of private transport arrangements. Children who are not eligible for school transport may apply for transport where spare seats are available after eligible children have been accommodated. This is referred to as concessionary transport. Where the number of ineligible children exceeds the number of spare seats available, Bus Éireann will allocate tickets for the spare seats using an agreed selection process. Under the terms of the scheme, the number of spare seats varies from year to year based on the capacity of the buses running on all of the various routes and the number of eligible children accommodated on each route. Hence, there is no guarantee that a non-eligible child who received a place in the previous year will receive a seat the following year, nor is there a guarantee that a sibling of a non-eligible child who receives a ticket will receive a seat. It is included in the terms and conditions on Bus Éireann online application that availability of seats may vary from year to year and that concessionary transport cannot be guaranteed for the duration of a child's education. Under the terms of the scheme, routes will not be extended or altered, additional vehicles will not be introduced, nor will larger vehicles or extra trips using extra existing vehicles be provided to cater for children who are not eligible, or no additional state costs will be incurred in covering the cost of providing school transport for children who are not eligible. A total of over 74,000 children who are eligible for school transport and who completed the application process on time have been issued with tickets for school transport services for 2018-2019. Further, 1,100 children who are eligible for school transport but who were late in submitting their payment details were unsuccessful in obtaining seats on school transport services as buses are operating to capacity. In addition, over 27,500 children who are not eligible for school transport and who paid by the deadline date have been issued with concessionary tickets for school transport. Some 350 children who are not eligible for school transport and who paid by the deadline date were unsuccessful in obtaining concessionary seats on school transport services in 2018 and 2019 as buses are operating in capacity. The situation referred by you, Senator, relates to a number of children whose payment was not received on time and a further number who are not eligible for school transport. As the services in the area are operating at capacity, it will not be possible to accommodate them on school transport services.
Margaret, you have 1 minute, Senator.
Minister, that response is completely unacceptable to me and every other public representative in Donegal. In terms of the specifics of the South Inishowen area, I say again, we're talking about 30 pupils with families from rural areas serving into the Buncrana secondary schools who do not have a seat in the bus. And in the cases that we have looked at, through no great fault of their own, issues with medical cards, issues with communication, that is completely unfair. Now, you said some. All but two, so that's about 28 out of 30, are eligible for school transport. Under your own rules, they're entitled to school transport. And I'm saying that the minister needs to intervene to look at this case. Milford, you know, we're talking here about 29 pupils. 21 of them are eligible. I understand some of them have special needs. We cannot leave those families behind. 9 school children in Glenelly. That is completely unacceptable, that response. And it's not in keeping with what Minister John Halligan said to us last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, the Oireachtas members who were present left hopeful that there might be a solution, that there could be an intervention because of the number of eligible students. Now, Eligible versus concessionary is a matter for debate because, you know, you could have a situation where if somebody's in a rural area, they're about, you know, 100 metres closer to a school in another town. They've traditionally gone to, for example, in this case, they've gone to the schools in Milford. They might be now 100 metres closer to a school in Letterkenny, but they're being punished for that. So that's the issue of eligible versus concessionary. But in terms of this issue, going by your own rules now, we have about 50 pupils who are eligible for school transport who are being left behind. That is unacceptable to me and any other public representative worth their salt in Donegal. So I'm asking now that I appreciate the Department of Education officials wrote this response that you're delivering today. I'm asking you to speak to Minister John Halligan and to honour the understanding that we had last Wednesday. That's critical now at this stage.
I hear what you're saying, and I will make sure that Minister Bruton and Minister Halligan hear the concerns that you've raised and what the group that you brought to meet Minister Halligan, and I'll ask him to revert specifically to you.